Good morning, it's Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my podcast for this week. I want to start off talking about the Supreme Court decisions that have come down this past week or week and a half. First, I also want to say that when I do these podcasts, I like to talk about relevant things that people are interested in hearing about. And, you know, I'm elected. I think you like to hear where I stand on things. So you can decide whether is this guy going to keep this guy in office or going to kick him out or whatever. But if I don't make comments on this, how would you possibly know? This, in my opinion, this is not just time to say what's happening next in this area, that area. You can find all that out on our website. But, you know, it's time to talk about issues that confront us or confront people in the county. First thing I'm going to talk about, like I said, was the Supreme Court, a couple of their decisions that have come down that, in my opinion, kind of contradict the substance of each other. The first one was not that long ago. I think it was last week, struck down a law that's about concealed carry permits. And basically, my understanding, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a judge, but my understanding from what I've read about it, the Supreme Court is kind of telling states that if you pass the background checks and you have a gun, you should be able to basically carry it in public, conceal it and carry it in public. That's my understanding of what they basically said. Now, they're telling the states that that's the way it should be. They're not forcing anyone to do that, but they're telling the states that. But then less than a week later, they overturn Roe versus Wade. And what they're telling the states is, you know what? Let the states decide what they want to do about abortion rights and abortion issues. But those two decisions kind of contradict each other. One says, we're telling the states this. And the other one says, let the states decide. To me, either say, you know, we're going to tell the states both things or we're going to let the states decide both things. Either one. But it shows some inconsistency, in my opinion, in what the court is doing and saying. So, and again, in my opinion, it kind of shows that the Supreme Court is more of a political body now than what I can remember. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. The reason the justices are appointed for life is so they don't have to worry about being reappointed or being elected or anything like that. So politics doesn't get in the way of interpreting the Constitution. And let's face the facts, that is their job, to interpret the Constitution. And I've always wondered, and I think about that, if in 1972 in Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court at that time interpreted the Constitution one way, how can we have almost 50 years later, the Supreme Court, a different set of justices, interpret the Constitution a different way? The Constitution hasn't changed. The people in the Supreme Court changed, but they all went through law school. They were all, I believe, lawyers. They became judges, federal judges, and so forth, went through the process of studying the law. So they could get to this position. So how can one group of judges say one thing and another group almost 50 years later say something else? It bothers me because I've always thought the Supreme Court was, we're going to do our job and interpret the Constitution without having it being influenced by outside people because you know what? They're elected for life and that's one of the reasons that they are. I'd like to but appointed for life. So those two different rulings coming less than a week apart just kind of says, what? We're just bending to politics, my opinion. But I also want to point out that Judge Kavanaugh and Judge Gorsuch, I believe that's, I don't know how to pronounce the name, let's face the facts, both when they were getting confirmed under oath said that basically Roe versus Wade is the law of the land. And both basically said something similar to that has been settled. But then they both took the case up, the Supreme Court took the case up, and they voted to overturn it. So when they were being confirmed, were they just misleading the senators and all that were in the confirmation hearings or were they lying? What? I don't know. It seems to me at the very least, it was very, very misleading. And it's if you can say anything you want under oath, then what's the oath mean? So anyway, a couple of things were bothering me. I thought I'd get it out there. And next thing I want to bring up is the election that's coming up. I will not have another chance to speak before the election, which is on July 19th, of early voting on July 7th to the 14th. Please get out and vote. Please get out and vote. But don't just vote off of a sign, off of mailers. Vote on information that you have on different candidates. And there's a lot of information out there. If you go to your browser, and I think you go to vote 411 or 411 vote, either way, it makes no difference. You go to one, the other, it comes up where it's supposed to be. If you go there, I believe you'll find the League of Women Voters Voters Guide. And the League of Women Voters took the time and put out a questionnaire to all the candidates. It was up to them whether they wanted to answer the questions or not and send it back to them. Then he put it out for this voter's guide so you can see in the candidate's own words what they thought about certain issues. Very good, in my opinion, to go there and read it, see what's going on. There's also the Baltimore Sun's voter guide. Similar thing right there. Baltimore Sun put out questionnaires to everyone who was running, and it was up to them to send back information and answer the questions. And, you know, then you can see how they responded. There's also the Community Media Center. Community Media Center asked candidates in Carroll County to come in and do a 5-minute talk about their candidacy, what they're doing, why they're running, that kind of stuff. It's up to you what you wanted to talk about. It was 5 minutes. Again, many candidates took advantage of that. Many candidates took advantage of all three things. There's a lot of information out there. It'd be well worthwhile to check out all three of them if you could, but at least one or hopefully two before you vote, either early voting. Again, early voting, July 7th to the 14th. The election day is July 19th. Please, 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 please get out and vote. But talk, I mean, what I want to bring up is if you see some of these mailers that are out there, there's a lot of misleading information. And if you're going to mislead the public while you're running for office, what are you going to do when you get in? Again, another thing that bothers me. There's a thing out by people that are running for delegate, and it's just out there. But the thing that bothers me about it is they're talking about school resource officers in the public schools and how they're going to fight for the school resource officers and how they're going to not cut the funding and they're continue this. And it's all great stuff. But in fact, if you're a state delegate, you have nothing to do with that. As a county commissioner, we completely fund the school resource officer program. We put the money in there. We pay the salaries. Now, when this first started, the state did put some money in for like capital things that would be needed. They put money in for that to help the schools out. And that's true. But that was years ago. There's nothing now being done at the state level for school resource officers. And one of the things is led the fight to fund and keep school resource officers in our public schools. What fight? If Carroll County commissioners want to keep school resource officers in the public schools, we're paying for it. It has nothing to do with the state. I just don't understand a statement like that, but it's out there. And it's good that everyone's backing the school resource officers. I'm not saying anything about that, but don't try to mislead people and say, well, we're doing this. Just say, you know what? We're backing them. We think it's a good idea. Now, the Carroll County commissioners are paying for them, but we think it's a great idea. And it is. It is a great idea. I just don't like it when things are being try to mislead people. Put out there what you've done, what you haven't done, what you think you're going to do, and let's do that. I mean, there's an ad I saw, another mailer, that said something about we need a leader that will fight against the opioid epidemic. That's true. Okay, go on and explain what that has to do with you. That's what I would like to hear. That's what I don't know, things like that. If you're trying to mislead now, what's going to happen if you get elected? So anyways, there are some things that are out there. There are more, but I can see my time's almost up. Again, please get all the information you can about the candidates, those three areas I suggested, the Vote 411, the Baltimore Sun Voters Guide, and the Community Media Center are great resources to find out information on all these candidates. And you all get mailers. You might hear something on the radio and all that stuff. Read them. Look at them. See what these people have to say. Interpret for yourself who's the best candidate for the job that will represent your views, because that's what it's all about. But if you don't vote, don't complain. Commissioner Dennis Frazier, that's my time for today. Thank you.